Life today.
Some terror suspects could be headed to a Michigan prison as those that helped make the decision do the full-on tour. Meanwhile, turns out that one was on the phone, one had left the building. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the people that control the skies over New York. And, of course, it led to the crash of that small plane and the helicopter that was touring people around. Sadly, the FAA, after investigating two of the employees, they came up with the knowledge that the two air traffic controllers just weren't paying attention. Sad. Michael Vick, fair or foul, signs with my Philadelphia Eagles. I had to turn my phone off because it just blew up once that was announced. I knew it was a possibility, but the Cowboys supposedly were in the running as well. So Vick backing up Donovan McNabb. We'll talk about it in sports shorts. But once again, hey, everybody, America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What are we talking about? Healthcare, healthcare, healthcare reform. Emails slamming Congress, even in the break. Yeah, the servers are teetering. Acorn busing people into a town hall meeting in Pennsylvania. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid calling protesters evil mongers. Has he lost his mind? We have all the skinny on that. Meanwhile, a new Rasmussen poll has Obama's approval ratings dipping to the low of 47%. Americans are not happy. A lot of the independents that voted Obama in are not happy. Senator Tom Coburn, Republican from Oklahoma, had this to say about one of the hotly debated issues, and that is the end-of-life conversation that has been called death panels and a bunch of other names, and I think rightly so. I think it's very, very ghoulish because it's just too murky. If this is just a normal conversation, it's not spelled out this way in any of the proposed bills that I could find. Here's what the senator had to say.
I offered three different times in the markup in the committee an absolute prohibition of rationing coming from the Comparative Effectiveness Board. They denied it all three times. They voted us down all three times. So if you don't want an absolute prohibition, what could be your motivation to not want it to be prohibited? Is that you intend to use rationing to control costs. Now, they voted us down 13-10, 13-10, 13-10. My only understanding is why would you not want an absolute prohibition is because you ultimately intend to ration care. And their plan, they're not going to speak it because they know if they speak it, it'll never pass. Their plan is to control costs by limiting options.
Yeah, limiting options, and that's what scares the hell out of all of us. Let's be honest about it. Here's something you need to know. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, boy, that studio audience, they better get ready for some applause for what I'm about to tell you. Of course, one of the top Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee, he released a statement today, late in the day, that said that the provision had been dropped from consideration. And we're talking about the end-of-life care, dropping it from the health overhaul legislation, that language in that House bill that has so many of us completely uneasy, and so many veterans and seniors that are showing up to these town hall meetings, right? So that's supposedly been dropped because it could be misinterpreted or implemented incorrectly. Thank you. Thank you. That is the thing. Did you hear what he said there? Implemented incorrectly. That's why they just shouldn't have had that language that was so vague anyway. Now, there is a health care bill passed by these House committees, three of them, that allows Medicare to reimburse doctors for voluntary counseling sessions about end-of-life decisions. But we all thought, I mean, many of us in America, not everybody, many of us thought that this could lead to pushing perhaps some that have dementia, some that don't have family around them to protect them from some decisions in the wrong direction, right? The Senate Finance Committee, as you know, is still working to complete a bill. I have never seen anything like the blowback and the reaction to what's being proposed in my entire lifetime. I've never seen town halls like this, and I'm sure many of you haven't seen it either. So let's give it up. Do we have some applause for Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa? Yeah, get it out of there. Why do we have to have language that could be misinterpreted or, of course, implemented wrong? That's, you know, we're supposed to trust that that's going to happen. All right, so it's far from over, certainly, the whole reform effort and what is it going to ultimately look like, because I think there is going to be some kind of a reform, but it's a question of what it looks like in the end. What is the final House bill? What is the final Senate bill? And, there, and you know, we're at a break point now. This is about conversation. This is about town hall meetings and people expressing their anger or expressing disbelief in some of the things that they're hearing. And then now, people being bused in, the Acorn folks, two buses full, being bused into an Arlen Specter, Senator Specter meeting in Pennsylvania, in one of the remote areas where he was. And then what happened was, of course, as we all knew would happen, you've got a lot of anger spilling out into the parking lot. First of all, 1,000 people show up. They can only seat 200. That's the first problem, right? And so with busing in, they came in, the folks that came in rolled up at about 6:30 in the morning, and, of course, the meeting was until later in the day. So that irked a lot of people, but, you know, first come, first serve. And then the word breaks that Harry Reid continues the name-calling and says that the protesters are evil mongers. What are these politicians thinking? See, no matter what, certainly Harry Reid could express that he doesn't like what he's hearing or seeing from these town hall meetings, some of the shots he's seen or whatever, but to label it evil mongers was just one big fat mistake. He coined the term in a speech to an energy conference in Vegas this week, and then he repeated it in an interview that he did earlier in the day, saying evil mongers using lies, innuendo, and rumor to drown out rational debate. So to have rational debate, you have to have other people show up to the town hall meetings, but people who want to have conversation, right? That's how it goes down. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say this. Kudos to many of the liberals and many of the independents who showed up to Sean Hannity's studios in New York, and they did a little town hall style meeting. And you had all kinds of people. It wasn't slanted right. It wasn't right extremists. It was many people who voted for Barack Obama that got a chance to say what they thought was going on, what they were worried about with health care, their own health care situations. And I thought you got a good representation of America, right? So it would be great to see that at these town halls. But I think people, their anger is just spilling out now from having this all rammed down their throat. So what people need to do is take a deep breath, still show up at the town hall meetings, but in a much more organized way, have a chance to say why they're disenfranchised with the way things are going. You know how it is. Somebody just lit the fuse, and it's like a powder keg waiting to explode. I could barely get it out of my mouth. Coming up next on America Tonight for something completely different. Very excited to have a young filmmaker on the air with us, Sarah McDonald, and she's got a hot film coming out. I saw a little clip of it today and read something about it, and I'll tell you, it looks fascinating. But what a cool job that is to make movies, huh? We'll do that next here on America Tonight.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Excited about our next guest here on America Tonight. As we swing into the weekend, you know, I always do those movie reviews. Sarah McDonald joins us on the show. And what you need to know about Sarah McDonald is she is ambitious and she likes horror. I love horror. She's directed a horror short film called Windows of the Soul. And she's done a whole bunch of other things, too, whether we're talking about music videos and whatnot. And she is a production manager and a director for a thing called Charlie Mack Productions. And we're talking about our friends to the north. So many of you listening in Montreal and parts of Canada call this show. And Sarah McDonald, of course, is a Canadian. And like I said, I'm just barely scratching the surface when I talk about some of the things that she's accomplished already. But I think this short is really cool, and I think it rocks, and it's going to kick, you know what, kick some butt for some awards. But we're going to let you hear a little slither of it before we introduce or bring Sarah in from the green room. Let's roll it.
This is really out here.
It's not safe.
Accidents only happen when someone isn't paying attention.
I think he's starting to really love me.
Boy, that'll make you curious. Sarah, we know it's late where you are. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, no problem, Kate. Thank you for having me.
All right, tell us first about Windows of the Soul, because I didn't give it a real good introduction. I said I'm a huge fan of the horror genre. It's a short film. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because, like, when I first started working at Charlie Mack Productions, Tara McDonald, the owner of Charlie Mack Productions, and no relation, conveniently enough, and I, we went out for a meeting and we just kind of were talking about my long-term goals and such, and I just told her about this weird fascination that I have with horror. Like, it's kind of like, you know, people kind of like relax with like a romantic comedy or something like that, and I just throw in a horror movie. Like, right now I'm working through the entire Hellraiser series.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I'm on number six right now. But anyways, so she was like, I have this great location. You know, we've had this old family firm. Nobody's out there. I think that would be a great spot for a horror script or a horror story. So we started chopping around for some scripts, and we couldn't really find anything that really kind of suited what we could do and, like, the budget that we had. So I actually took some pictures that Tara had of the barn and wrote a script around those pictures and submitted it under a pen name to the company. So they didn't know that I had written it so I could get an honest reaction from it.
Right.
And Tara liked it, so we ended up doing it.
Oh, how funny is that? So she goes through the scripts. Hey, I really like this one script I got. Then you say, bingo, it's mine,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
How funny. And what was it like to write a script, though? How tough is that? Was it tough to do or just sort of poured out of you?
Well, it was interesting because, like, I've just kind of thought about, like, a lot of horror movies that I've seen and a lot of kind of horror movies that people are used to. And I tried to make, like, a little bit of a twist on it. Like, basically, it's just a story of, like, a young couple. They're just kind of, like, starting in their relationship, and it's, like, a weekend away. And they just end up kind of finding out a little bit more about each other than what they thought they would. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So when I kind of had the idea, and then I just thought about it for a couple of weeks, and then when I just finally, you know, whatever, I'm going to write this, and I actually wrote it in an afternoon. So
good for you in an afternoon.
Yeah.
How tough was it, though, because you directed, you have to edit this whole thing and put it together, so you had to go through the whole process. What was the hardest process, then? If you did pump this out in an afternoon, tricked them, they liked it, you went and did it, what was the hardest thing of the whole process?
You know, it's funny. Like, even though it only took an afternoon to write, it actually took almost a year to complete. Like, we went up and shot it in Cape Breton, and we had made all these plans in pre-production. Like, there was going to be this helicopter shot, kind of like The Shining, when they're, like, driving through the mountains, only it would be kind of, like, through Cape Breton, so we could really kind of, like, show off the scenics. But the day that we were supposed to do the helicopter shot, it actually had a wall of rain coming in over Cape Breton, so we had to cancel that, and then we were trying to reschedule it, and then that just didn't work out. And then the editing process, we used DigiBoys here in Dartmouth. Like, everything that we did with Windows of the Soul, we tried to use, like, local resources in Halifax, if not, like, Nova Scotia. So they're pretty busy, too, because I don't know if you guys have heard of the Trailer Park Boys.
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they Jeremy Hardy is actually the same gentleman who edited the Trailer Park Boy movies and edited
wow.
the series.
So, how about that? So that's good for you. That's good work.
Yeah. We had some fun times in his little dungeon there trying to, like, do all the color correct and stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, you need to get your music composed and all this jazz, so...
Yeah.
So
now it's completed. It's a short film, so I'm assuming you're going to enter it all over the place. I mean,
oh, yes.
Why not, right?
Oh, yes. We just actually, like, just completed it to a point where we can actually put it into film festivals, and we're still just tweaking the audio just a little bit right now. And then as soon as we get it completely finished, we're actually going to sell copies of it as well on the website, windowsofthesoulfilm.com.
Oh, good for you. Now, there's other things that you do, too, besides putting that together. You've worked on music, videos, and other things. Explain what the studio does, because actually in Canada, a lot of American studios even are going to Canada all over the place, as you know, to shoot. It's much better. It's more economical.
Well, we give tax credits and tax breaks.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes it a little bit more lucrative for them to come up here. I worked on one music video with Charlie Mack Productions for Mike Bochtoff. He's just coming out with a new CD, and it was a single off of that called Everything Burns, which was an amazing experience just because, like, it was so heavy in the art direction. Like, it's all centered around kind of, like, this little marionette family and this little, like, foam house village. It's really, really neat. And that's actually on YouTube right now. Mike Bochtoff, Everything Burns. And I myself am actually directing a music video next weekend for Chrissy Cochran. She's a local musician. Basically, we're just trying to, like, build our demo reel, our company demo reel. So
right.
We wanted to kind of, like, do things like music videos of people who know that we do them, but try to help out like local musicians that don't really have the opportunity to get those made for themselves right now. So we could like help them and help ourselves at the same time. So yes. Chrissy's song, Coming Home, she actually has a MySpace, and so that's what I'm going to be doing. And it's kind of interesting just because it's completely out of the horror genre, and it's more of a sentimental and glamorous event, but I'm really looking forward to it just because I enjoy her music, and she's just such an awesome lady just going, and like she plays four instruments on the song, and it's just
wow.
amazing.
Wow, yeah, and you can play all those instruments, yeah.
Sorry?
And wait, I gotta ask you about the zombie kittens and with the laser beam eyes. Explain that.
So as we were working on Windows of the Soul, my boyfriend just kind of like jokingly said, like, what's going to be the next project? And he said something about, do you want to do something with laser beams or do you want to do something with like zombie kittens? And I was like, what if we combine the two? So we came up with Let Them Eat, which is basically like there's a catademic as opposed to an epidemic going around where household cats are getting infected by this virus, and it turns them into basically very aggressive cats. And then eventually, if something unfortunate happens to them, then they turn into zombies, and they shoot laser beams out of their eyes, and they go after brains. So we have one episode on our YouTube channel right now, Taste for Something Different, that's on the Charlie Mack Media channel on YouTube, and we just got an animator to do the second episode. So
all right, so people listening can go and check that out on YouTube.
Oh, for sure.
All right, we got to go. I want to see those laser beam eyes. I'm interested in that, going after the brains.
Yes.
Oh, you're such a delight. So now go to YouTube. People can check it out that way, and we're cheering you on. We hope Windows of the Soul certainly gets a lot of exposure at a lot of these film festivals and whatnot. And when you're rich and famous, will you come back on the show?
Oh, for sure.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. You take care.
You too, Kate. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Windows of the Soul, Sarah McDonald. I thought it'd be interesting, and you can tell her enthusiasm. I love people who have a passion for what they're doing, how you take an idea, and then, boom, you just execute it. Just in her case, you're talking about working for a big studio where the sky's the limit, whether it's animation or whether it's directing something or whatever, but just having a little bit of that chutzpah to pull it all together and make it work. For example, she told you the idea that she had the script, put it under a different name, and then bingo, they chose it. And speaking of movies, we have movie reviews coming up a little bit later on. The Time Traveler's Wife comes out this weekend. That's one of those chick flicks. I know a lot of you guys are going to be dragged to that one. I read the book. The book actually was pretty good. On the flip side, we're playing the hits.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O-GreenClean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Pick up where we left off on health care reform. Wasn't that Sarah McDonald a nice young lass? You had to love the way she said a boat. America Tonight swinging into yet another weekend. Here's the scoop from the White House. The White House has started a health care chain email, and they're saying this is to push back against lies and distortion. So it started circulating. The senior advisor at the White House, David Axelrod, emailed supporters asking them to forward a message that touts the benefits of the Democratic legislation. And they're launching viral emails that fly unchecked and under the radar, right? That's what they're saying is what the opponents are doing. So let's start our own chain email. And at the end of the email, you'll see a lot of information. This is what Axelrod says about health insurance reform, distilled into 8 ways reform helps security, stability to those with or without coverage. Now, if you remember, the White House's last attempt to try to push back against what they were calling misleading email messages didn't work out so well. After asking supporters to push the emails forward, they contained fishy claims about health care, right? The White House faced allegations that they would save those forwarded email addresses and develop an enemies list, which that's what was the concern was, right? So I don't know how well this one is going to go over. I looked at it. If you wanted to see what it looked like, you can go. There's lots of sources, but I think thehill.com has it. Someone sent me a copy. And I went through it, and it, you know, just basically, as he said, lays out the different things, the 8 ways that this actually helps you. And I'll talk about them a little bit later on the show. I'll give you one of them. It says it ends dropping of coverage for seriously ill, saying insurance companies won't be able to drop or water down coverage for those who become seriously ill, whatever. So that's one of the things. This is going to be dicey in the fall. Now, let's look at what someone from the Democratic side of the aisle had to say. And I actually think some of what Senator Tom Harkin, the Democrat from Iowa, is trying to do does make some sense, because we don't really have prevention and wellness, and that's the new future. Well, we need people that can go in and get physicals, but people that don't have the money aren't doing that. So that's one thing that would be good if it came out of this whole thing. Because some reform is good, right? The problem is, I don't like the way it's tilting, but surely prevention and wellness, if that was covered across the board by your insurance company, I would say thumbs up to that. But Harkin also was really careful what he said about the town hall meetings and how the people are reacting. Check this out.
Well, yes, Nancy, and thanks. You have a couple hundred people, and you get two or three shouters and a few others that want to kind of be disruptive. But most people come, and they really sincerely want the information. They want to be educated about what's on the bill. They want to ask probing questions, and that's the way it should be. And so I think if we just sort of steer the discussions towards that, and what the positive aspects of the bill are, I find people are very, very receptive. Oh, absolutely. I've known both Andy Weil and Dean Ornish for many years, and I've been saying since 1992 that we really don't have a health care system in America. We have a sick care system. And I think when you say that to audiences, they realize, yes, that's right. You know, all of the incentives and everything is on the back end to help you to try to get back to be healthy. There's very few incentives to keep you healthy and well in the first place. And that's what Andy Weil has been talking about for a long time.
All right, and he's right. Dr. Weil has, you know, if you go to Origins, you run around a mall, you step into that store called Origins, he's got a lot of health things there in that shop. And I think they picked it up like 2 years ago or so with Dr. Weil. And he's got a health minute, I think, that's pumped out across the United States. And that was his whole thing about getting well. But, you know, we're not even there yet. The whole idea of prevention and wellness is a good thing. But this bill, the bills, not this bill, because it's not one, it's several, that they're so screwed up and people have no idea and there's so much misinformation that we're not even close to pulling it into prevention and wellness, other than to say it should be part of it if there is this complete healthcare overhaul. And while I'm on this, just quickly, and checking what happened when Medicare was proposed. Now, Medicare system has been great for a lot of older people, right? But when Medicare was first proposed, the number that was thrown out, it turns out that they were way, 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 way off on what they assumed was going to be the cost for Medicare. In fact, it actually cost nine times more. So that's the other thing to consider. And I said this last week. The number that's being tossed about and how we're going to pay for it, I think it's going to be at least triple by the time it's all said and done. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. They say, okay, now there's one other thing. I watch that show sometimes on TLC called Little People, Big World.
Uh-huh.
And the parents say they can't get medical insurance because they consider dwarfism an existing condition. Now, under this Obama's health care plan, are little people excluded or are they included?
Well, pre-existing conditions would be thrown out the window. So if that's true about dwarfism, then that would be thrown out. But I liked your little Freudian slip there, Obama's health care. I mean, it is some of what he's proposing.
Right.
But, of course, Congress, they're the ones who make the laws and come up with the bills, and then he gets to sign it into law, and a lot of what has been said are things that he wanted in the bill, but people aren't buying what he's selling. His popularity ratings are falling fast, 47%. That's where he's at, Sam.
Ouch, that's much. And you also mentioned earlier about people with prolonged illnesses. Does that include people with, like, MS or AIDS or ALS?
Yeah, if it was across the board, no exceptions, pre-existing conditions, then that would mean everybody would be covered off. But right now, if somebody, you know this, if somebody loses a job or moves a job or whatever and they have a pre-existing condition, that's why people stay sometimes in jobs they shouldn't stay in.
This is true, too. This is quite true.
Yeah, so I agree with that. I think the pre-existing clause is tough. I think there's things that could be reformed, there's no question. But I think the broad strokes and the misinformation and to tell people, you know, let me advise you. You know, you got people with dementia. I had a fabulous great aunt who died from Alzheimer's, and Aunt Dot, and I can just imagine if they wheeled her in and started trying to talk to her about let's have an end-of-life discussion. I mean, she'd have one minute she knows who she is, and the next minute she doesn't, and there are a lot of sad cases out there. So I would be worried about that.
Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. And, I mean, like, and you asked me to ask some of my fellow coworkers.
Yes.
Okay, most of them like the way our Medicare system is. Problem is, you know, trying to get an appointment. You know, that's the only drawback. And then, of course, they said if we had the money, yeah, definitely we'd either go to the States or go to another country, or go to a private clinic. So, I mean, it covers the realm of everything.
Right. So it sounds like it comes back to the same thing. You have a tough time getting appointments, and you never hear that. I mean, now we're hearing that, but in Canada, it's not like how I went to the doctor's this week, boom, pick up the phone. Yeah, we can get you in, no problem. So it's not like that. It has to be booked so far in advance.
Yeah, I mean, like some of my friends, okay, fine. I mean, if you're my friends whose wives or daughters are pregnant, I mean, they, you know, they don't have to wait. But I mean, if you're talking about, you know, a checkup, I mean, you literally have to book, like, in some cases, like a year in advance.
Oh my gosh.
And who knows what kind of diseases you'll get between now and then, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. That's not good, because that goes back to the whole wellness thing and getting physicals, knowing, having checkups. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Right. And I mean, I bumped into people who come up here, you know, who are here under contract work. Are they eligible? I said, are you eligible for Medicare? Believe it or not, they're not, because they're not quote unquote landed under Quebec provincial law. I mean, our province is so screwed up as it is, that since they're not going to be like immigrants or landed immigrants, they may not be eligible for Medicare.
Oh, that's a nasty curve.
Yeah, I mean, let's say hypothetically you married me. I mean, Julie would kill me if that ever happened.
Right.
But if you married me, you could get Medicare no problem.
Right, because I'm an American.
Well, no, because you married me.
Right, and you're a Canadian.
Right, I'm a Canadian.
Right.
You'd have to take a picture, because our Medicare card, you have to have a picture.
Well, that makes sense. So
no,
check at the door.
Because what happened is that a lot of people here who had family in the States didn't want to pay, in some cases, exorbitant price, you know, like if they were going to have children and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came near the due date, they'd come up here, use their female relatives' Medicare cards, and we get stuck with the bill. So after the provincial government found out about this is when they passed a law that says everybody has to have a picture.
Yeah, there was something about that in that Michael Moore film, the Sicko film, about a woman that tried to sneak in and had an assumed, you know, had the card, like you said, and it was someone else's and whatnot. Yeah, so that's interesting. So you have to have the picture. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, but okay, we'll talk about Mr. Vic next week after he's had a couple of practices.
Yeah, let's see what happens there. And of course, he goes to my Philadelphia Eagles. So I said this at the beginning of the show. I had to turn my phone off because it was just blowing up with so many messages, hateful messages about my team picking up Michael Vick as the backup quarterback. My, oh, my. Sam, have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for the jingle. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents about healthcare. And speaking of Michael Vick, fair or foul, was this a good move by the Philadelphia Eagles? We're going to talk about it next on ATN.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop
top to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
They made the move. We knew somebody would probably sign Michael Vick, although I was stunned when it was the Eagles. I had heard the rumor last week, and I thought, no, they're not going to do that with some of the things that have happened with Philadelphia. No. But let me tell you what the headlines say in the Philly papers. Eagles drop bombshell, sign Vick. Yeah. That was the best headline I think that I could dig up. So, really, it's a shocker. Vic signing a shocker. That's the other one. And what the deal is that Philadelphia, it's true, they signed Michael Vick. So after doing the time, which he did do the time, and I said that on the air, that, hey, the guy served the time. And so whatever you think of the whole dog thing, which I think is just disgusting and foul beyond belief. I mean, really, as someone who now is new to the dog thing and a dog owner, I do believe in second chances, though. And he was in a federal prison. He served time, a lot of time, actually. Some people thought he was just going to get a little slap on the wrist, and he didn't get a slap on the wrist. Remember, the league suspended Vic in August of 2007 when he pled guilty to bankrolling the whole thing, that operation in Virginia, which was just so sad. And now out of prison in May, so he signs a 2-year deal. Here's the thing. He's got a mentor that the NFL has hooked him up with, a great guy, a Christian, fabulous family man who's seen and done it all, Tony Dungy. And Tony Dungy was really, I heard, working the phones for him, working behind the scenes, trying to get people to believe in Michael Vick. So after that 23-month sentence, and he got to serve the last 2 months of that member in home confinement, he has done his time. But, you know, you got to think, how are the people in Philadelphia going to react? I mean, that is definitely a city like other cities of dog lovers. And in Philly, they're known for expressing, let's say, their opinions at games. So what will it be like for Michael Vick? I'm going to say this. Let's just talk about on the field. You have Donovan McNabb there, who now I think is going to be looking over his shoulder a little bit. I think it's a good move in the sense, from a football sense, the guy can still throw the football a mile. Let's see what happens in these practices, just from the football sense. This is the whole second chance thing. So he has to embrace the second chance. He has to get super involved with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and all the, anything you can think about to do with dogs, with animals, speaking to kids, all that sort of stuff. Because remember, it's going to be a big leap for the people of Philadelphia to root for somebody who electrocuted, drowned, hung, and shot dogs. I mean, that is going to be a big, big leap. So we'll see how he does in the city of brotherly love. Fair or foul, you can certainly chime in on this. Speaking of fair or foul, healthcare reform, more name-calling, this time by Harry Reid, in saying that, among other things, fear-mongers, I mean, hateful things have been said, Nazis, unpatriotic. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, if I were a politician, and I could totally be disgusted by something I saw, I'll tell you what, I would be smart enough to know the spin and how to mask it, and supposedly that's what politicians are good at. So calling the people going to the town hall meetings evildoers, man, you got me. To me, that's a low blow. I'm going to call foul all over the place on Harry Reid. He could complain about what people were saying at the town hall meetings, or he could complain about the interruptions and say, geez, let's have a conversation, like some of the other Democrats have said. But I think it was a big misstep to call them evil doers. So Michael Vick has been called an evil doer for what he did to the dogs. But as I said, he paid his debt to society. Now it's a question of, was this a good move by Philadelphia? Is this a good move for him to come back into the NFL? What do you think the reaction will be? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Matt Johnson, our triple threat techie, the technical maestro behind America Tonight, and find out what he thinks. Matt, what do you think? Michael Vick, you know, there were rumors about Minnesota, and of course we didn't really think that was going to happen because of the two quarterbacks. And now here he is riding the bench behind Donovan McNabb.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty good move on Philadelphia's part because, you know, they have the established quarterback there. And in case of an injury, you know, then you can go right to Michael Vick instead of having to rely on Kevin Cobb and, you know, A.J. Feely, who's probably going to get cut now. And they can also use him as a weapon. You know, I've heard a couple websites are talking about maybe lining him up, you know, in the Wildcat or as a receiver, maybe taking some handoffs too. Because he's a dynamic, athletic guy that, I mean, I remember there was an overtime game here in the Metrodome against the Vikings, and he pretty much ran through our entire defense for a 50-yard touchdown to win the game. And he can do that type of stuff to anybody else on the field, you know, and I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I think it's a good move from the point of, as a person who does sports, from that point of view, I think the sports move is a good one. How the reception is with the people, geez, I don't know. But he's got to know that he's going to get that kind of a reaction. I mean, there's going to be people that are going to certainly scream things out or have signs that other when they travel. If Philadelphia embraces him, I don't think on the road it's going to be that way. I think on the road there's going to be people that are going to say things and do some things, but that's to be expected, I believe, with the Vic thing. But strictly from the football point of view, I agree with you. He's a guy who can move. He's a guy who can make things happen on the field. I've heard the same thing. I heard this from a sportscaster friend in Philadelphia that they'll definitely use him once he can get in, because remember, he's not supposed to be in until like the sixth game. But go through the practices, know the system, all that sort of stuff, and we'll see. Donovan McNabb is known to give the cold shoulder to his backup, some of his backup guys, when he thinks they're a threat. And we'll also see how that relationship, I think, develops. But
I don't know.
I think it'll be okay to him. I think it'll be all right to Vic.
I think it'll be all right. And I also think of the places to go, and I think the there are three teams, is the Eagles, the Ravens, and the
Cowboys.
Packers.
Cowboys were on the list, too.
Cowboys, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Philly's got harsh fans anyways, so if it's one of their own guys, I think it's just easier for Vic to kind of, like, you know, get in with the fans, because they're already so harsh on everyone else. It's one of their own players, so it's easier for him, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that of all the places, taking a step back from my own team that I grew up with, if you're going to talk about rabid sports fans who are crazy beyond belief, I mean crazy, crazy for their Eagles, if there was a place that you were going to go and there was a place where you're going to be a backup, this was probably it. So he signs a 2-year deal with the Birds, and we'll see how it plays out with the fans. We'll see how it plays out with the league. It is tough when you think of the things that he did. It's just sickening. I just saw where they, all over the country, they're breaking up all these dogfighting rings and also all these puppy mills. You're starting to see a lot of headlines about that, which I think is terrific. I don't know how the whole cruelty to animals thing, it's, again, beyond me. I don't know how people live with themselves when they do things to animals. I mean, really. I mean, to dogs. Domesticated animals. Makes absolutely no sense, but he'll be with Philadelphia. It's a good time to remind you a real fun thing that we do here on America Tonight. We've been doing it for, I guess, the last couple of years now. We do a thing called Nail the Score. So I will pick a game of the week, and on our show on Thursday, we'll do a thing called, like I said, Nail the Score. Pick a game of the week, whatever it is, Philadelphia and the Giants, Minnesota and Green Bay, whatever game. And you don't have to know anything about football. You just tell us who you think the winner is going to be and what you think the final score is going to be, and you could win some fabulous prizes, including a cell phone courtesy of America Tonight.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?